the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Gene, I set you up good with that one.
You sure did. You know, I didn't even write that for you. It just came out of thin air. You divined the need to have a smart
idea, limbo, heaven,
segue.
Hell. These are, as Rosemary stated in the past, at the end of the last segment, that these are static conditions, static places. And Technomagic has another question that addresses that very topic and says, can a Christian heaven slash hell coexist with reincarnation without contradiction? And I guess the short answer would be no.
No, because in the concepts of reincarnation, things are fluid and you progress through incarnations. You know, there are differing views and even testimonies from the dead on this sort of thing, as to how much choice we have in an incarnation. But time spent in the afterlife is spent in preparation for another incarnation. So you wouldn't be stuck in an eternal heaven or hell. It's always seemed to me that this scenario of the afterlife was just used as a club to get people in line and toe the mark.
Right, a control mechanism.
Exactly. Obey the authority of the church, because if there was such a thing as reincarnation and second chances and redemption in that way versus all through the church, then who needs the church? More people are having spiritual experiences that are demonstrating these other scenarios that, in fact, there may be many possibilities. And getting back to our earlier discussion about, you know, what do people experience in the afterlife? Is it like a self-catered experience? To a certain extent, I think, yes. Initially, it's going to meet your expectations or perhaps even your fears. And we have NDEs where people feel that they've glimpsed a hell that they're afraid they're going to go into. For a fundamentalist Christian, their initial experience of the afterlife might conform to that they're going to be, greeted by angels and Jesus and sit at the right hand of God and prepare themselves for an eternity of unending but static, peace and happiness. My own belief is that might be the initial experience, but then that gives way to a bigger picture of the afterlife, and the soul moves into another state of being and awareness.
Yeah. Do you want to follow up on that, Gene? I've got other questions here.
Some people say you're in the Paracast. Others say you're in the question groove. Chris.
Well, this comes from one of our recent signups at forum.theparacast.com. Her name is Constance, and she also helped edit my book. So this is fun to read a question from Gene down in Florida. She has several questions. Let's take them one at a time. Have you experienced, Rosemary, or do you know of others who have experienced being suddenly awakened from a deep sleep by hearing the voice of a well-known discarnate nearby in the room with you? Like actually being awakened by the sound of a voice in the room, for instance. I think that's what she's getting at.
Yes, it's called direct voice dreaming, and I have written about it in one or more of my dream books, where people are awakened from sleep, and it's like a big voice booming literally in the air around them. And these are often part of transition dreams. They often occur to people when they're going through major life changes. They're at a crossroads, some big things are about to happen, and the voice of authority will, as people, that's how they describe it, it's like a voice of authority or the voice of God even, will say
something. Don't do that. Go with it, baby.
Exactly. That's exactly it. It's often predictive in nature.
Right.
I'm off the top of my head, I'm not aware of any cases where the voice is identified with a well-known dead person. People usually describe it as like the voice of God or a big authority voice. I remember one case I described in one of my dream books, a woman who was leading a very what she felt was a very comfortable life. And she had this direct voice dream where the voice told her that you will move, people will die. And it was something to that effect. And within months, her whole life had changed. You know, she was divorced. People around her who were good friends or family members had died. She'd moved. She'd changed careers. And she felt that somehow this voice had prepared her in some way, even though initially she didn't know what to think of it. But I guess the short answer to the question is, yes, these kinds of dreams do occur.
Okay, well, here's one. I'm wondering if Constance has had these things happen to her and because of the way she's asking the questions. The second one is, have you experienced a sense while awake of the presence of a beloved disincarnate consciousness occupying the space adjacent to your own consciousness and experiencing that individual's emotional state?
That's described quite a bit in what's called the after-death communications literature. And well, one of the first books that was a big hit in that regard was Hello from Heaven by Bill and Judy Guggenheim. And there have been other books since then that describe the contact experiences that people have with the dead. And many times people will describe being in waking consciousness and then suddenly feeling the presence of someone that they can identify, the person who they can't see, but they feel it very palpably, often next to them. The presence may just last a few seconds. There may be some sort of telepathic communication or maybe just a sense of a presence. That's described quite a bit.
Yeah, I may have even had something like that happen to me once or twice, but I think back in college that may have been due to other factors, possibly what I had imbibed. Here's Constance's last question, and I think it may be coming from a personal experience, but I'm not sure. Have you, Rosemary, experienced or know of anyone else who has experienced a rapid, sudden upsurge of powerful energy within your body that you sensed or knew was being produced by a beloved disincarnate, and it was powerful enough to cause a strong physical reaction in your body? For example, throwing your arms upward, the energy apparently exiting at your fingertips, followed by trembling in your arms and upper body, lasting for 10 or 15 minutes. Sounds like Constance has had a couple of interesting experiences. Now, have you ever heard of this kind of actual real physical manipulation of the receiver of this type of energy?
It sounds like she's describing a kind of kundalini rising, you know, a sudden burst of kundalini energy. And I've not had that experience myself, but many people who describe feeling the sudden presence of someone who's passed on, and yes, I have had that experience myself where it's like, oh, so-and-so is here. And, you know, you can feel their presence near you. They do describe sensory phenomena like a tingling of the skin, a buzzing maybe in the ears, a rush of energy. I haven't encountered anything quite as dramatic as what she's described. But it could very well be that if you're discarnate and you're in another form of energy, that could definitely affect your own energy field.
Right.
And I think a lot of it would depend upon the sensitivity of the living.
The book is called Dream Messages from the Afterlife. The author here is Rosemary Ellen Guiley. Her site is visionaryliving.com, where she talks about her work and about all her books. You can also buy her books there. And I bet if you begged her, she'd even autograph a copy, right?
I'm sure I could do that.
All right. You see, she had to think about it. I'm kidding. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 hosting, and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Let me ask you a question here, Rosemary, before we get back to listener questions. Misconceptions. What misconceptions do you find that people have about afterlife-related matter?
Well, for me, and I have to look at this from my own perspective, since I have, a very expanded view of the afterlife. If people think the afterlife is a place of reward or punishment, I think that's a misconception, and that's been perpetrated upon us for centuries via religion. And I think that would be the biggest one. I'm not sure where to go on that one, Gene.
I think it's a question of maybe answering listeners' questions concerned about such things. Because obviously, our picture of the afterlife is so much framed by what we see on TV and in the movies. I think, for example, of the TV show Being Human and its last season in the USA version, where you have one character who is a ghost, and we see her waiting for that door. She's kind of existing in this stage where those with supernatural capabilities, the werewolf and the vampire, can see her, but nobody else can, and she interacts with them, but apparently she's waiting for that entrance to her reward, whatever that is.
The door symbolism in that TV series, which I do like, I really enjoy it, is interesting because when people become earthbound, sometimes they stay because they've got unfinished business that they don't want to let go of, or they're looking for revenge or something that's compelling them to stay. Sometimes they're lost and confused if they've had a sudden death. But the mediums that I've worked with in spirit releasement, when they attempt to help a soul across, there is a symbol that usually appears from the medium's perspective about the point of transition. And it's often a bridge, but sometimes it's a doorway. And the process is usually one of communicating with the earthbound person and finding out what their issues are, and persuading them that it's time to move on, and then helping them find that point of transition, and also the greeting party on the other side. And that seems to be very important, too, that somebody that they know, even an animal, is waiting on the other side to help them make it across. But the doorway does have some basis in the spiritual reality.
Now, in the TV series Being Human, that's in the last season on the Sci-Fi Network, the ghost character, the character's name is Sally, she's the victim of a murder where her boyfriend, who happened to own the house in which she haunts, at least part of the time, threw her down the stairs. That's the backstory of the character. It gets pretty crazy, though.
Like all good TV shows, it veers off into some very creative ways. The whole werewolf, that's another problem for me, is this whole werewolf thing with these, you know, bands of people running around owning their wolf part. And a lot of that gets into pure fantasy, I think.
Wolf,
but it's entertaining.
Well, speaking of animals, here's another question from Technomagic. Is the afterlife, Rosemary, only limited to humans and sentient species, or do animals like dogs, cats, chimpanzees, dolphins, whales, etc., also have an afterlife? Is there any scientific data that can support any sort of afterlife for animals? And I'll be interested to hear your answer.
I don't think we can rely on scientific data. I mean, these are all subjective experiences, of course.
Right.
But I do believe that animals have souls and that they go to an afterlife, too. And people will have after post-death reunions with their pets as well, in very dramatic ways.
Yeah, that's actually fairly common.
It is. And I do have a chapter on animals in my book. They are equally powerful for people because we are so connected to our pets. I'd like to mention one very odd experience that was documented in the psychical research literature in the early 20th century. And it happened to a man in England. And he had a hunting dog named Bob. And one night he had a very vivid dream that Bob was drowning and was calling out to him for help. And it seemed like this animal could communicate with him. It was asking him for help and was drowning. And it was so real that it shook him awake, and he was really upset by it. So he shared it with his family the next day. They all kind of laughed it off. Well, Bob went missing that day. Bob didn't come around for his meals. And so a search went out for him, and the dog's carcass was found in a river by two railroad workers. The poor dog had been hit by a train, flung off into the river. A vet claimed that probably the impact should have killed the dog instantly, but the man could not get it out of his head that at the, and the dog, you know, he'd had the dream on the night of the dog's death that, that Bob drowned and that in his final moments was calling out to him for help. And he said, I'm not sure why I had this dream. I like Bob, you know, I thought he was a wonderful dog. He wasn't my favorite dog. He was really my daughter's dog. But I really think that for reasons we don't understand, Bob called out to me in his last moments of life. And that was researched by psychical researchers.
So much interesting about pets. And one person was mentioning to me that sometimes the pet chooses its master as much as you choose the pet. And the only way I'll define that is our dog Teddy Bear is a Bichon. He's a rescue. He was taken in by an organization called Bichon for Kids, F-U-R. The site is bichonforkids.com if you want to check them out and maybe even get your own pet. And we had to literally apply for the privilege of adopting him. And supposedly, they prepped him, however they prep him for this. And when we met him and we drove from Phoenix to San Diego to pick him up, he was all primed and ready for us. He was on his best behavior. He was happy. He was ready for us. And I started thinking at that point as we took him home, you know what? Did we really choose this guy or is he just waiting for us to find him?
It probably was a little
Godfather.
A little bit about both. There are so many cases where people feel their pets have reincarnated and come back to be with them.
All right.
That's interesting. Do we have any sort of anecdotal information on that in that regard?
It has to be a quick anecdote. We have 45 seconds for the segment, but you can start.
Oftentimes the animal will have the same characteristics, the same physical characteristics, or the same personality as the previous pet. And I've discussed some of these accounts. I get a lot of them in emails, and I've published a lot of them in my newsletter, Strange Dimensions, which people can read on my website, visionaryliving.com. And people are convinced that, you know, one pet wants to be with them again, and it finds them, sometimes through adoption, in another form.
Ooh. We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley. The book is Dream Messages from the Afterlife. We're also talking about your pets. We'll change this to Pets from the Afterlife, I guess. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's
time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I thought Chris was going to say woof woof. The woof woof. Reminds me of that crazy Christmas record where Jingle Bells being sung by the barking dogs or something like that.
Woof, 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 woof.
In fact, Chris is the guy who did the voices. No, he wasn't. I don't even think Chris was born when they had that. Rosemary Ellen Guiley joining us. We have questions from listeners. A couple of segments left. Have we gone through all of them yet, Chris?
There's still a few left, but here's one, Rosemary. I've got to ask this. We have, as you know, our listening audience runs the gamut from, credentialed scientists, engineers, ex-military. And a lot of them are highly skeptical of research that relies on mostly anecdotal reports. I'm sure over the course of the many years that you've written 50-plus books, 9 encyclopedias, you get that person that comes up to you and says, Rosemary, you know, you've done all this work and everything. How can I suspend my scientific disbelief and buy into any of this? Your past appearances related to the djinn, for instance, have sparked some real pointed debate over the validity of some of your conclusions that you've come up with. How do you reconcile some of these highly skeptical people coming to you and saying, well, there is no proof for any of this, that this is all just entertainment? How would you direct somebody in the direction of changing their very static, empirical view of these things? How can you take a hard-boiled skeptic and get them to open up to the possibilities of the many things, not only dreams and the djinn and other elementals and other subjects that you cover? How do you get them to open up to the possibility that your research is valid?
These are some pretty sticky questions that anyone in metaphysics or the paranormal comes up against time and time again. And certainly there have been many learned people over at least the past century or two that have attempted to apply science to these areas, and they often come up wanting, as anyone knows from a study of the literature. We've got some very convincing statistical analyses of ESP and psi and PK. And beyond that, it all starts to fall apart scientifically because you're dealing with these subjective experiences. And here's the orientation on my work, and I'm very upfront about it. I'm an experiencer, and I have been from a very early age. So for me, these realities have been present. They've been part of my ordinary reality, so to speak, and I do not doubt that they exist. Most people come into inquiries and explorations of these subjects from their own personal experiences. The experience doesn't seem, these are, what should I say, they're experiences happen to the open-minded and to the skeptical alike. And sometimes for people who want to consider only science, they can really shake up a worldview when people have some sort of experience that they can't fit into their particular paradigm. And so what do we do with these experiences? Well, we can either dismiss them because they don't fit science, in which case we shut ourselves off from whatever they have to teach us, or we can embrace them and integrate them and try and figure them out as to their meaning. Years ago, when I was much more involved in parapsychology, I met Rhea White, who's passed on now. She's in the afterlife, but she edited the Journal of the American Society for Psychical Research for a number of years. And she also coined the term exceptional human experience because it became very apparent to her that we can pile up thousands of statistics trying to demonstrate whether ESP exists. And what does that do for us? It doesn't really help us in the long run grapple with our personal experiences. And she said there really ought to be a way in this discipline for some applied approach to be pursued to help explain these experiences within the context of living. She founded this magazine called Exceptional Human Experience for people to talk about things like mystical experiences, paranormal experiences, dreams, near death, the whole gamut. And unfortunately, this is an idea. I always felt it had a lot of merit. And it certainly supported my own view. And it, unfortunately, it still has no place in a scientific paradigm. So we're left with these worlds and very slim bridges between them, if any bridges at all from some perspectives. I've been told by scientists, I went to an international conference on consciousness once and attempted to talk to scientists about this, and I was told point blank that it was all in the head. It was all fantasy. There was nothing to it. And I've never been able to accept that viewpoint, not only from my own experiences, but from my study of the history of human experiences. So the focus of my work really is oriented toward the how and why that we have these experiences. Clearly, human beings have been having extraordinary experiences throughout history, and they fall into certain patterns that are very consistent, regardless of how we explain them according to the age of history and the cultural context and whatnot. There are similar core elements to them. So why are we having these experiences? And we have, throughout history, attempted to integrate them with meaning into our lives and into our explanations of where we fit into the cosmic scheme of things. So I have made the judgment, the conclusion, that these are important experiences. They have a numinous quality to them that is significant to the soul and to life's journey. So my work is really about what are these experiences, how are we having them? How are our present experiences put into context with experiences of our ancestors? And what can we possibly derive of benefit from these experiences? How do we integrate them? And how are we making sense of them and deriving some personal and collective value from them? And, of course, once again, all of this really falls outside of science. So what I would have to say to the scientists is that I hope at some point these...
Yeah, don't be too close-minded. At least keep an open mind.
Yeah.
I mean, that's at the very least.
That we'll have some mechanism for bridging these gaps, and maybe there will be changes in our scientific understanding of reality that will help us get there. I think the whole concept of the multiverse and parallel dimensions certainly offers some avenues in that regard.
Well, I think, you know, again, you have to keep an open mind to the extent that you can't close yourself off from possibility. And I think you're a perfect example of somebody who has really taken that extra step forward and look for the patterns, look for the commonalities down through history. And that's where I feel your work has very great value for someone who is more skeptically inclined. Is, well, if that's the case, why do we see these types of things recurring over and over again in history? And you can almost categorize them and you can see patterns. And obviously, you know, the time period in which somebody is living is going to dictate some of the details. But we're seeing, you know, very similar categorically experience type effects through history. And I think that's an important fact. Well, let's get back. You know, we don't have much time here. I do have a few questions left. But here's one I think that brings us back to the whole idea of dreaming. And this comes from Wade Ridsdale, who is a longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com. He's rapidly approaching the 2,500 post club.
I'll tell you what. Let's hold off on Wade's question.
Okay.
To our next segment. Wade, I'm sorry about that. Okay, man? We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
I know Wade was a very patient man for tolerating this break right at the beginning of his question, but here it is. Chris, go ahead, please.
Well, first I got a comment on his avatar of the leprechaun doing something quite obscene to the severed head of Stephen Greer here. I mean, dude, you got to come up with a better avatar than this. This is really over the top. Anyway, getting back on the question here. He says, being that I'm a mid-level lucid dreamer, I'm not sure what that means, and I frequently consciously interact with my dreams, editing them on the fly, as it were, if such an occurrence would happen to me, how would I know it? Because I'm just as likely to create a simulation of contact.
Well, that's assuming that anything that you direct in a lucid dream is an artificial construct that has no meaning. And I'm not a regular lucid dreamer myself. I know a lot of lucid dreamers who have lucid dreams almost every night. And of course, I'm familiar with a lot of the studies done on lucid dreaming. And this is a whole nother aspect of consciousness that we still don't know a whole lot about, this ability to enter the dream state and direct the dream. And of course, you know, the master of all was Robert Monroe, who learned how to do that. Usually in the hypnagogic stages of sleep, propelling himself out of body and then having these lucid experiences. So why would we make the assumption that anything that we cause to happen in a lucid dream state has any less reality than what we do in waking life? To me, it's a... The dream, these afterlife dream experiences that have lucidity in them, why would they be any more real or less real than a lucid dream?
Right. Well, how do we know that the dream isn't reality and that our reality is the dream?
Ooh.
Of course, that's been a philosophical question through the ages, that that real life is the dream, and we're having different levels of dreaming. So we have these different states of consciousness, and I don't think that we can discriminate that one is real and has the little validity, and another does not.
Yeah, I've often wondered that. Sometimes my life seems like a dream, and sometimes my dreams seem more real. But that's a whole nother show. Okay, here's a good one. This is another question from Polterwurst, who is, again, a longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com. For all you new listeners out there, join up. Get your questions answered by our guest here at the Paracast. Polterwurst asks, where is, quote-unquote, our consciousness during dreamless sleep or anesthesia? Good question.
I would have to speculate on that one, that it may be out of body. I think that whenever we dream, we go out of body. That may happen during anesthesia. I'm not really certain about anesthesia, but in dreamless, we do have stages where we are in dreamless sleep, but that could still mean that our consciousness is out doing something that we're just not aware of. Nobody really knows the answer to that.
Okay.
I like the concept, though, that our dreams are the reality and our reality is a dream. So how do we wake up from this nightmare?
I wondered that, yes.
Well, that's the other question, too. Is our reality just a shared consciousness?
Right, or some sort of software-generated construct.
We also, by the way, had something here, some further discussion about the questions for Rosemary just posted in our forums. I don't think it's a question more than a comment, but just wanted to bring it to Chris's attention. We get these questions up until the last possible second. But I'm serious here. What do you think, Rosemary? How much of our reality is a shared reality that we're all sharing the same dream that we each contribute to somehow?
I believe we do live in a consensus reality, and that we are constantly either reinforcing or even inventing this consensus reality that seems to function on a very remote level from ordinary waking consciousness. And what the mechanism behind that is, I can't even fathom, but I do subscribe to the view that there are many parallel realities where versions of ourselves exist in other ways, doing other things. And that's a whole different consensus reality.
Well, that seems to raise the next question, which is, if you know there is a consensus reality, can you change the consensus?
I believe we have a very limited ability at present to change the consensus reality. We might be able to alter our own reality within certain parameters. However, it would take a critical mass factor to alter consensus reality. Now, mystics have addressed this. Sri Aurobindo, for example, talked about this, you know, superhuman that we were going to evolve into, but that it would require in those terms, not his terms, but in those terms, a change in consensus reality to get past the need for physical death. And he said that when we realized that we didn't need to go through a physical death, that we could transform physically, we would have this mass consciousness shift and go into another level of being, which some people would call the light body sort of being. But the consensus reality for physical death is so deeply embedded in our cellular structure that he said, you know, it's very difficult to overcome.
Yeah, that's a big hurdle.
It is. And now he did say, you know, that he was going to come back from the dead himself. But he didn't.
So, I'm still waiting for them to raise Houdini from the dead. That didn't quite work out so well. That's what, 90 years ago he died?
Well, he said he was going to communicate on a specific day, I think, wasn't it, Rosemary?
Yes.
Every day of the year, tune in because I might be there.
Unfortunately, he must have dialed the wrong number. That's our problem with Houdini.
He got a busy signal.
Is that it? Or maybe
the number you've reached has been disconnected.
Your consensus reality number has been disconnected.
No carrier available.
Yeah. Well, Rosemary, what are you working on now? You're a busy girl. You're constantly running around, helping people, going, you know, spreading the word about these wonderful subjects that are geared to open up us up to become more open-minded. What's on your plate? What are you looking forward to working on?
I'm going to have several new books out this year. I'm working on another gin book, by the way, but that won't be out until next year. I have a book.
That's the Hotspot book?
Yes. And that's going to be a big work because I've collected a lot of material for that. I have a book on Black Mirror scrying as a tool for communicating with the dead. That will be out. A book on haunted objects that I'm doing with John Zappas, spirits who get attached to objects and create a lot of havoc. And a book on developing your miracle mind consciousness, which gets into these areas in terms of how much can we change reality through the power of consciousness and bring, you know, market remarkable changes into daily life.
Rosemary, would you tell our listeners where they can find more of your stuff?
VisionaryLiving.com. And I have a library of articles. You can sign up for my newsletter, Strange Dimensions. And my books are there, too. I also have GinUniverse.com for people who want to get into that aspect.
Chris O'Brien's site is OurStrangePlanet.com. You can order a copy of Stalking the Herd Bear, and he will autograph it for you. He won't tell us with which hand. Our site's ThePowerCast.com. You can also check on Twitter. We're known as The Powercast. There are two official Powercast fan clubs on Facebook. Don't ask me to explain why, because maybe that's shared consciousness as well. Rosemary Ellen Guiley, thanks for joining us on The Powercast.
Thank you very much.
The Powercast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Powercast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.